Okay, we are live.
Okie dokie, I just sent that on the thing.
Discord?
That's it. Man, my brain does not work some days. All right. We are live. Here we go. All right, greetings, True Believers, and welcome to the 64th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I am the Woolly One, also known as Craig, with me, as always, except for last week, KS72, Sneaky Bean 15, better known as Ray and Ian, founders of the Puzzle Warriors Alliance. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome back, former friends.
Former friends, man. Here I thought we were missed.
Yeah, very much so.
You do good one gold star, though, because you made it so I have actually listened to one of our episodes.
Yes!
So I'm like, I better listen so I know what they talked about last week, because I saw some of the comments, and I have no idea what these... Like, there were comments about the howling to do something on Reddit with posting your
right.
shield, and I'm like, what are they talking about?
Yeah, people have flair on the end of their names in Reddit, and Joe was curious about how that sort of thing happens, and people had information for him.
Yeah, so that was exciting. So yeah, came back east, and it's cold and it's rainy. Welcome to Pennsylvania.
Woo!
Ugh, it was so much nicer out west. It's warm. Then it was warm. Warm and sunny and dry. So nice. So nice. And got to see some Sweden on Denmark action in a action-packed Overwatch bronze medal match.
And I got I was like, what? And yeah. What?
And then I got to see the gold medal match of... Hearthstone, that was exciting.
It was not.
It was.
There's no way.
It was. It was good.
I'm having really a hard time accepting that watching a match of Hearthstone was exciting.
It was a good match. I enjoyed it. The world champion was crowned. Good times. Good cool. times. All right. It's the week of 11/9 through 11/16. Let's get this party rolling. Your Deadpool dailies for the week. We got a yellow mohawk today, tomorrow red cage, Friday green Rocket Groot, Saturday blue Spidey, Sunday blue Daredevil, Monday green She-Hulk, Tuesday purple Deadpool, and Wednesday is red Gamora. On the 5-day four-star crash.
Sorry, couldn't help myself.
Of the Titans. The last one on the 3rd, I believe it was. You had a broken Professor X going there, but I was still able to win that one, even though he was broken. Did anyone else win?
I managed to make it through, yeah.
Yeah, I did not. I tried it with boosts. I tried it multiple times. It took me like 5 times to accept that it was broken. I was like, maybe I just don't understand how this works. I just simply don't get this game because I'm getting smoked by Shadow Step. I'm getting beat by the Ballet of Death.
Yep.
It's just wrecking me, and I was like, nah, I'm done.
Yeah, you had to deny red and black. Let her get a little bit of purple so she puts her things out, go invisible, and then crank them out.
And I kept hearing about that, and I couldn't figure out why I couldn't do it, because the first time that I fought that fight, I had Professor X at 1 purple, and I won after a very, very long, tedious fight, and I was excited. This time I was going in, and I had a whole bunch of extra covers from some event that we won as an alliance, so I had him suddenly at 2-1-2, and I'm like, I'm doing it this time, and it turns out that what you've been talking about this whole time requires 1 more purple.
Oh,
really?
1 level purple only gets you invisibility. Boosting strike tiles comes at beyond that.
Huh.
So the best I could hope for this time was, you know, making the occasional 5-5 or higher match and doing some melon head damage.
You know, the best you can hope for is to die in your sleep.
Wow. That took a dark turn.
All right, so they apologize for the fact that invisibility was broken, and they're running Professor X again at the next crash.
Right. Correct.
So that'll be coming up on the 13th instead Correct. Of thing. So coming up next, though, was on the 8th, was Ray's favorite giant bag of crap from the Marvel Universe, 4-star Cyclops. And he blew up Hulkbuster something fierce.
I don't know if he's my favorite, but he's quickly jumping up on my list because, oh, man, he is amazing. He is so underrated by Craig.
I said he blew up Hulkbuster real bad.
Oh, did you win?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, my Cyclops is a champion, so
ooh,
it was no problem.
Mm. Mine was a problem, but it was less of a problem than I anticipated. Because first I tried it, and I lost. And then I went, okay, well, you know, maybe I'll put some ISO into him. So I put some ISO into him. I have him currently at 3-2-3, to give you some idea of where I'm coming from. Then I tried again, and it didn't go well. And I went, maybe I should read his power descriptions and find out what he does so that I can do this more effectively. And so then the third time I tried it, I read all three power descriptions, so I knew what to do. I gave him a couple boosts, and I smoked him. I was like, oh, I'm blowing up extra tiles to make cascades, and then I'm cutting out rows and creating more cascades and matching team-up tiles to also generate red, because who doesn't want to do that? And boy, it went well.
Yeah, he's pretty strong.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then, yeah, like I said, on the 13th, then will be Professor X Part 2. In Storyland, Deadpool Versus is heading on right now. I want to cover the Strange Event later, so we're kind of skipping that at the moment.
Right.
5 at 9,000 gets you the new three-star Purple Strange. 15,000 is a green X-23. 20,000 purple CP. What?
I wish those weren't both purple.
Yeah, well, that's what they're doing in all these, is you always get the same color twice. Top 10 is Elektra, and an 11 all the way down to 300 is three-star Steve Rogers, Captain America. So Oscorp Heroic is starting up next. 8 and 15,000 is Red Captain America. 25,500 is Black Elektra. 49,000 for the CP. Top 10 are Thing Covers, and 11 to 300 are Blade. Continuing on in the Power season, Smash Hit finished up. 800 was Black Hulk, 900 Red Spider-Gwen. 1,200 for the CP. Top 5 was Spider-Woman. 6 through 50 were Wanda, which dumped you into Redshift, which is running now. 800 Purple Wanda, 900 Purple Spider-Woman. 1,200 for the CP. Top 5 folks is Star-Lord, and 6 through 50 is 3-star Strange again. So, Strange, what do we think? What do we like?
I thought the news story was 95% excellent. I had a lot of fun playing it. All the sub-stories were nice.
Yeah.
The prizes were good. I got a ton of Strange Times tokens. Tons. I mean, every day I would log back in and I'd have, you know, 7 new tokens plus the ones I earned on my own. And I was like, all right, I'll just keep opening them, open them, open them. There was no end to the story, and that hurt me.
Yep.
Emotionally.
That was my big pain, too. It's like, oh, you got to gather up these artifacts. I'm like, great, I'll get all the artifacts, and then we're going to go put a whooping on this guy. And then I didn't.
Yep. Absolutely.
I was like, well, what was the point? Why did I go gather these things if I wasn't going to use them all together and put the beat down on him?
Yep, I would have. I was so emotionally distraught, I would have accepted like anything as an ending. If they had given me the crappy fade to black Sopranos fill in your own ending,
sure.
I would have been like, great, best ending ever. But just having Calissus repeat the same phrase every time I collected an artifact. Yeah. Oh, how does it feel to fail and be a Sorcerer Supreme? Blah, 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 blah,
You're
blah.
You're like,
blah.
I didn't fail. I got them all.
You jerk. I did it. I'm the best.
I just beat you and took the cookie from you. Yeah. How did I fail?
Every time, but everything else I was pumped about. Heroes for Hire showed up and helped me. Daredevil showed up and helped me.
It was an interesting twist with how he, Cassilius, however you pronounce his name.
Sure.
Cassilius.
What's that?
Cassilius.
That's what I thought. I haven't seen the movie yet, so. So it was an interesting dynamic where he was immune to all damage that wasn't you matching away a strike tile.
I know, that was bizarre. Once I understood that, he was easy.
Yeah, because I'm like, oh, this is weird, and I'm thinking about it, and Ray and I were talking the day, and I'm like, oh. And I was like, oh, well, I just ended up doing it with Patch. And then Ray throws in Elektra on top, and I went, oh, yeah. So it was like, so the Patch and Elektra decided they were just going to mop up that guy every time he showed up.
Oh, see, yeah, that's a solid plan. I just went with who was boosted, and I happened, you know, for me it was Spider-Man was boosted, and Black Panther and Falcon were boosted, 3-star Falcon. So Falcon put out a bunch of shields, Spider-Man healed me with his webs, and then, also Black Panther put out some shields, Spider-Man put out some shields, to keep everybody alive, and then I would use Rage of the Panther to give Cassilius 5 purple so he could make strike tiles.
Man, I didn't even think of that. That's awesome.
And then just match him away.
That seems a little bit more roundabout them.
It really was. Had I thought about patch or had,
because double cross isn't that expensive, really. To
no, it's a bargain. And had I had her at a usable level, I would have been like, yeah, her. What a good idea.
Yeah, I didn't come up with anything. I just used what Craig said. Managed to. I wouldn't have called it easy though. I lost several times before. Like I, you know, out of health packs every time. By the time I was finally defeating him, so.
And then to get one command point.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
And then he tells you, ha ha, you failed. I'm like, I didn't fail, jerk. I just beat you in the face. However, those new mindless ones, boy, they are the beatdown. Yeah. Those guys are rough.
Yeah, they're real slow going. At least mine were. I don't know if everybody had to fight them at the same level or you have to fight them at a higher level because.
Down on tiles get off?
Oh, yeah, I-beam will wreck you.
Woo.
Yeah.
They had lots of hit points. Like that was good. So I liked those parts of the event. Yeah, I agree. I wanted an ending, though.
I will tell you what I didn't like about them, and this happened more often than I could have possibly imagined. So if you have one of them, if you have two of them, and one of them is in the middle, like they have mindless one, and we'll say, you know, a Magia thug or whoever you were fighting.
Mm-hmm.
The second, the animation for the guy in the middle position had his hands outstretched and his fingers covered up the bottom right hand corner tile. So if there was a countdown tile, I never knew what it was on.
Oh,
I did not notice that.
Oh my God. It happened to me at least 4 times. I was like, then I have to shuffle through the guys so I could see where the counter was. And then I'd put them back in the order that I'd want. And, continue beating on them. So somehow that actually, you know, got to me. I was like, this is, not in a real way. I was like, all right, this is, you know, I've easily solved it on my own and it's a really rare quirk. But I found that their animation obscures a few tiles and it was low grade frustrating at times.
Yeah, I'd imagine. So if it makes you feel any better, not about the game, but we went and saw Doctor Strange, the ending of that, the movie, mm-hmm. Very, very satisfying. So
good. That's fantastic. I'm kidding. I was going to say I'll go see it, and I'm sure I'll enjoy it. But what I meant to say was I will never get to see it, and I'll rent it someday on Blu-ray.
Mm. My current plan is me and the cops will be seeing that on Tuesday.
And if you do go to see it, remember, so the credits come up. There's the sparkly credits. There's a clip at the end,
right?
And then wait for the whole credits to go through.
Correct.
Another clip at the end.
Yeah, right. Marvel anymore. I wait until all the credits are done and then the house lights are all the way up.
Right.
I'm like, I am not leaving this theater.
Absolutely.
Until I see the very end. It's, you know, just the one little logo at the bottom, like by itself. That's it.
That is definitely the way to play it safe. I feel like I should get to an IMAX theater to see this particular Marvel movie.
That'd probably be good.
But, man, that's even less likely than me getting to see this movie. Yeah, I like the little miniature 10 token vaults as well.
Kinda.
Yeah, I thought they were nice.
Well, I mean, kinda, because I spent all my hero points in there.
Oh.
So I liked them, but when I'm like, I didn't get any of the 3 big prizes. I have to spend some points on this. Oh, I got 500 ISO again. All right, let's try to get 500 ISO. Let's try to 500 ISO.
The 500 ISO, when that did happen to me, those were demoralizing. But when, you know, I got the Sanctum Sanctorum token on like one pull or that would have been sweet. I missed out on, I think, all 3 4-star covers. I didn't get any of those. I was a little disappointed.
Yeah, I got Squadoosh and crap and blah.
I got a 3.
Something.
Yeah, I think I got like a 3,000, a 5,000, and then or 3,500, and then a Sanctum Sanctorum token. Did you go? What order did you approach the event in?
Right, left, middle, whatever those were.
Creepy. I did the exact same thing.
Yeah. I went the total. Not that I looked at that thing, and I went, and again in my when from my looking right, I was like. Ninjas, I'm definitely not doing you until I have to. And so I think I went Magia first? No, that was Kingpin. Doombots. Doombots are what I fought first.
Mm.
So that I could get the eye of Brian Amamoto.
sadly, I don't think he listens to this show.
That's an inside joke.
Yeah, but it's what has happened in my head every time I saw an orb or an eye of Agamotto.
Nice.
I definitely went Dr. Doom and the Doombots, then Kingpin and the Magia, and then ninjas, because I hate caltrops.
Well, for the feature character last week, so I played a lot of Quake last week while she was broken.
She was broken?
Oh, buddy, was she broken.
Even more so than
she
her.
She was awesome.
Wow. Broken.
She was like Vision level of awesome while she was broken. I reduce AoE damage.
Yes.
Was just, I'm going to reduce all the damage. Like, people would come out, like, anything would happen. Like, I'd be, even like PvP anything. Like, a 4-star Cyclops would come out and be like, ha ha, Mega Blast! And be like, -1.
Wow.
And I'm like,
that's amazing.
Ha-ha!
Yeah, that's super broken, but super amazing. Yeah, that was another one of my favorite featured character of the weeks because I learned so much. I had no idea that Resonance Frequency was so good.
Yeah, I found as I played her more, mm-hmm. I really undervalued that power.
Oh, my goodness.
Boy, it can really move the board around.
I bet. It sounds like it just absolutely.
It takes away special tiles, like there's no business.
Yeah.
And it's like 5 blue. Like, it's cheap.
Yeah.
You just get to keep doing it over and over again.
Yeah, it really seemed like a game changer kind of power.
Like, you know, I'd be fighting things where, you know, Dokken showed up or something. And it's like, oh, I've got all these red tiles. I'm like, no, you don't. They're all gone. Oh, it was gold. Yeah, she is. She soared up on my list of people who were good. I was a big fan.
Cool.
Then we go to dead silence.
Sorry, I was in. You caught me in middle of a yawn. So yeah, overall, I thought Strange Times was a solid event.
So what did you end up with Strange? Where did you end up?
I have 1 3-star cover.
When you got a, oh, you got 5, the right, the 5 was on your...
Yeah, it was on my supplementary telephone account.
Right.
Ray hoarded all the covers?
I did. So what I did is I had been hoarding up my hero points. So like I said, I spent them all in those vaults.
Right.
I ended up getting like all but 5 of the ISO rewards, but I got all the top 3 prizes in every vault. I wanted to get them, and I figured I've got the hero points. I'm doing it.
Sure. I don't even remember what they were, to be honest. It was a Sanctum Sanctorum token, a 4-star cover, and what was the other?
A 3-star.
Oh, 3-star Strange. Yes.
Yeah. So my 3-star Strange, that's harder to pronounce than I expected, is now at 142, since okay. The 2 purple in the current progression rewards. And my 5-star is at a 301. He quickly came up to be my... highest or most covered 5-star.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And that was the good stuff. The Crimson Bands of Sidorak and the Flames of the Faultine are excellent.
Yeah, I love me that Flames of Faultine.
Ooh, that's strong.
I really wish I had the Eye of Agamotto, but very happy I got the flame. So
yeah.
Yeah, I got exactly 1 3-star, you know, the 3-star cover they gave you for finishing the event or whatever it was. I think everyone got sure. 1.
Yep.
And, since then I've gotten, you know, the 2 purple from the current event. So I have them at 0, 2, 1.
Cool. So. I think I have them at 1.
No 4-star, 5-stars for me until we open tokens later, and then I'm going to get all of them.
I hope so.
I'm going to have him fully covered by the time I'm done opening tokens.
I've opened a lot of mine in advance and have got no Dr. Strange.
I don't care what happens to you. Your game is meaningless to me. The universe is looking out for me, and it's going to be 13 5-star covers in a row. It's just going to be, boom, Strange, Strange, Strange. And he's going to be fully covered, and then I'm never going to have any ISO ever again because it'll all just be going into Doctor Strange.
Most of me hopes that is not true, and a very small portion of me hopes that it is true.
All right, other things. Hey, Ray and I had a meeting and lunch with the folks over at D3, so shout out to Mike and Dave and Josh. Thanks for hanging out. Good times.
Yeah, that was awesome.
There was lunch? What did you have for lunch?
We went to some Asian fusion burger place.
Ooh.
I thought it was some Hawaiian burger joint.
Well, they were serving Japanese beer, so I don't think it was Hawaiian.
It was Ohana Burger.
We were drinking some, Ohana Burger.
I thought you were going to say Aloha Burger.
No, it was Ohana Burger, and then we had some Sapporos. And
Ray, I think we're on our own with this joke.
Yeah, I think so.
All right.
it was sad. It was like when Craig and I are talking about football, what happens to poor Ray? He's like, who are you guys? What's happening? Can I switch my brain back on? Well, that's cool. That burger sounds yummy.
Fiction reference, Craig. It was Pulp Fiction. Never mind.
Oh. Well, I don't know. I didn't go into Burger King.
Jeez.
Big Mac's a Big Mac.
That was never mind. So D3 was a good time. I'm glad to hear it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
And just for amusement factor, I threw out a super obscure Marvel character concept idea at them that I asked them to put in the game. So we'll see if it ever happens.
That's true. And David did write it down. So I don't know.
If I write it down, is that the same way that I write down a message when a telemarketer calls my work and asks for my boss?
Yeah, probably. They did look the character up because they didn't know who it was.
Okay. So that is... That's more than I expected. I usually, for some reason, I do feel the need when I'm lying to these people to at least pantomime with my hand the number that they're telling me to call them back at. As though they could see it, so it adds some sort of legitimacy. But are we allowed to know, or are we just going to be surprised someday, or are you just going to falsely claim credit when it happens?
Boy, I don't know. Should I share?
Yeah, I think you have to.
All right, so picture this, Ian.
If you tell me it's Matter Eater Lad, I'm going to be so sad.
No, even better.
Okay.
So we were talking about how, you know, different characters and such, and we got on how, you know, Rocket and Groot was a combo character and how that was going to go on, and I'm like, I got the best combo character for you. Are you ready for it?
MODOK.
No.
Oh,
the whole Power Pack.
Oh.
The Power Pack as one character, each little kid comes out and does something on the screen, boom. Power Pack.
Gotcha.
That'll never happen.
Yeah.
It could happen.
The wind has left my sails.
Power Pack. Anywho, moving on.
Yes.
Hey, new feature in the game. Do you like ads?
Good. As everyone knows, we have a little bit of an outline for this show, and I'm reading this, and I honestly could not wrap my head around what this was going to be about, and I was excited, but... Now I'm the complete opposite, and it's weird because I usually play on Steam, so I was not subject to this in any way because Steam can't link to Facebook, and so, you know, I can't get any of this stuff. And then I was playing it on my phone yesterday. Oh, my God. And again, as people who know me outside of this game and some people who know me from other shows, I am prone to fits of 45 to 60 seconds of unconditional rage before I'm able to sort things out in my head. And that is exactly what happened when I saw Signal Intercepts. They were like, claim your prize or watch a 30-second ad. And I was like, oh my God, I can never play this piece of garbage game again. What am I going to do about the show? How am I going to square this with my friends? I hate this. I'm going to go fly out to California and fight everybody while they're having lunch with my friends and they're distracted. And then I calmed down when I realized that the prize was better than I expected.
Yeah. It keeps giving me hero points and stuff and tokens. And I'm like, yeah, okay, I'll watch these videos. So I watch Arnold Schwarzenegger try and make me play Mobile Strike over and over and over again.
Yeah. As far as what it is, you know, at my core, it's really disappointing. I don't want to see it at all. It's not mandatory, so I'm not furious. And if I do have the spare 30 seconds that I want to spend not enjoying the game that I love, you know, at least I've gotten some nice. Yeah, I've only gotten the prizes twice. And the first time it was 25 hero points. And I was like, all right, you have my attention. And then the second time it was 10 hero points. And I'm like, I'm out. Never pushing that button again.
I think I've gotten 10 four or five times. I've gotten 25. I've gotten a heroic token. Like,
see, that would draw me back into it. But
I think my biggest one was 1,000 ISO.
It does, however, crash fairly often.
It does. I agree.
Quite often you hit the button. It says, nope, errors occurred. Bugger off.
Interesting.
I reported that in as a bug, and they said they're aware of it and working on it.
Right. So being a current VIP member, all I get is Iron Man coming up saying, you don't have to do anything. Here's your reward.
Yeah.
So that's kind of nice.
Oh.
But I had no idea what was going on. I didn't know what he was saving me from until I experienced it on my wife's device.
Right.
I had no idea what the forums were talking about. But
yeah, now I think I hate it even more. But at the same time, I think it's fair.
Because you're already paying, so you know you shouldn't have to watch the ad.
Right. And I don't have, I mean, I don't pay, but I also don't have to watch the ad. Right. I only watch the ad if I want to get a little extra something, something.
Right.
And I do like that choice. That choice is.
Yeah. It's not mandatory. So that helps to assuage any concerns that I had. If I do end up watching the ad, it's because of my own greed. And that's what I deserve.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I'm back to even.
Okay. All right. 113 patch. There's a lot of stuff here.
Cool. Break it down for me, Craig.
Are you sitting down?
I'm always when I do this show.
All right. We got a new clue.
Okay.
The clue is, when an agent takes more than an active role.
More than active?
More than an active role.
Like a hyperactive role?
I suppose.
I don't know.
So, you know, you'd have to assume this is going to be an agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. of some flavor.
Would you?
I would.
You couldn't assume that it was Agent Venom?
No, I couldn't.
Why not?
Because that would be silly and dumb.
Why?
Sorry, you completely lost me. What is Agent Venom?
Agent Venom is Flash Thompson in the symbiote suit, has a little more control over it than everybody else, and works with S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh, is that the guy that lost his legs?
I don't think so. I don't know. I don't know what the real story is. I only get to watch like the Disney XD version of the Spider-Man cartoon. And in that, it's just the normal, it's Peter Parker's, you know, jock nemesis, Flash Thompson, the symbiote, a piece of the Venom symbiote attached to him. He became sort of Venom, but really, really, really wants to be a good guy and does his best to work with S.H.I.E.L.D.
Right. He's the Venom that's mostly still in control.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. I didn't know he was called Agent Venom. Okay.
Yeah. I would assume it's going to be, you know, Coulson or Mockingbird.
Yeah, those are also fair assumptions.
But we will have more info for you next week. Just saying.
Because it'll have already happened and we'll just recap it?
No, because the character's not coming out until the 17th.
Oh, well, yeah. Oh, yeah. I like where you're going with this.
We will have info on the 16th.
Which we will be releasing on the 17th.
Right.
Which we won't tell you about until the 17th. Because that's going to be a recorded show, not a live show. Anywho, so yeah, S.H.I.E.L.D. signal intercepts. They have optimized some gameplay to save on memory and improve the load times. Now, is it just me, or do some of the powers seem a little faster since this patch?
I don't know. I have not been that observant since.
Is what seem faster?
Some of the, like, you know, you do matches and cascades happen. It seems faster.
I can neither confirm nor deny.
Okay. I'll be more mindful.
Could just be me. Let's see. Players always have the maximum possible characters available when entering the team select screen. Not entirely sure what that means.
Oh, really? Let's say that you, I don't know, perhaps it didn't, before it didn't post all, it would leave two character slots blank. Like, let's say you're playing that guy from that place. Mm-hmm. And it starts up, and there's just Iron Man there. But you also have Juggernaut and One Star Storm on your roster.
Oh,
you would have to go manually add them. Now you will not have to do that. It will automatically fill up all three spots.
I gotcha. Okay. The Join Alliance button now disappears once you've joined an alliance. Andy. here's first world problems here. When characters have health in the hundreds of thousands, the number will no longer be partially hidden. That's not a problem I have right at the moment. Fixed a bug where the heal button would reappear when switching between characters. Fixed various bugs during early stages of the game. Fixed a rare crash that happens when two players played against the same player in versus. Fixed a bug where players not able to advance to the character select screen when selecting a mission. Android fix, game no longer crashes when signing into Google Play and Facebook at the same time from the options menu. I don't know how sometimes people find these things. Black Widow original Obi-Dubs espionage will now play a power banner when making a purple tile match when there is another character on the team that has a purple passive.
Whew. Okay.
Ghost Rider's Pedestrian now works correctly against the Hulk Bruce banner when the Hulk activates the other guy.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. Seeing Red, the Hulk, Red Hulk Seeing Red Countdown tile now has the correct description. X-Force Wolverine's recovery now has the correct description and sound effect. Ultron's gravitational force now has the correct description. Deadpool's life of the party now correctly activates when an ally takes the appropriate amount of damage. Deadpool's whales is now working again.
Yay!
Yeah, the higher level of that power, not the single
whale.
Yes, when you drop all the whales, it was that right. was broken. It was taking away your Deadpool points.
Right.
Giving you, you know, just the big blue whale.
Right.
Things rock solid, now correctly activates. Daisy's coordinated tactics now is only reducing team damage again. Wonk, wonk. Powers that target single opponents will now no longer affect invisible characters. So that should fix up the Professor X.
Right.
And players are no longer able to send one-star covers to Facebook friends. It says, please note, don't hate us. This is due to a change in the Facebook API.
So, okay.
There you go.
Yeah, I would much rather have just straight ISO.
Pretty much.
Speaking of bug fixes, well, one, I want them to not fix that one super rare bug that they were talking about. If two people attack the same person in versus at the same time, they cancel each other out and crash the game, and the person being attacked is safe. I'm like, that's a fantastic bug. I'm sure it never happens, but cosmically it sounds appropriately. Secondly, did either of you specifically benefit from the adjustments they made to enemy at the state when they realized that the progression rewards were too high?
Not that I noticed.
I don't think so. I mean, I was trying to get the final progression awards, and I know that I didn't. I don't think that I got... I'll have to go back and look at the what the rewards were.
Okay.
Did we have those listed? No, we don't have those.
Oh, we did, but it was just everything. It's everything past the four-star cover. It was, you know, hero points, ISO, and then CP.
So a lot of times when the ISO rewards come up, if I were to get an extra one from that event, I may not have noticed it. I know that I didn't get the final progression award of the command points.
Okay.
I was very disappointed. I couldn't even get close, but it's because we were on vacation and I was doing other stuff. So
yeah. Sure.
Yeah, we didn't have a bunch of puzzle questing time.
Right.
The things going on. Hey, kids listening. Next week's show, the plan is that we will be recording on our normal night here on Wednesdays. We will have Demiurge on, again, with lead designer. If you've got questions for the developers, send them to us now so we can get them lined up for next week, and we will filter it down to some manageable amount of questions to pose to them in an interview next week. Since we're getting the chief developer, really pretty much anything, you know, he's the guy who knows it all.
Right. Supposedly, Kabir is going to come on to talk to us. If you don't know who that is, there is a video of him talking about the more recent changes on PuzzleWarriors3.com. And if you'd like to send us the questions via Twitter, that would be awesome, at PuzzleWarriors.
There will be some boss rush discussion, so you can probably save yourself some boss rush questions, because that's going to be covered anyway. There you go. Speaking of our listeners, I wanted to send a shout out to Grinch McScrooge for his sound supercuts that he posted on Reddit.
Reddit?
Yeah. Well, sorry, I just started reading ahead. It made me laugh. The Cinnabon cuts made me laugh and laugh again still, because nothing gets me going more than saying that Todd works at Cinnabon.
Wait, there were multiple cuts?
Oh, he went through every episode.
Oh, I saw that, but the first
time I mentioned Cinnabon.
Oh.
And put it all in one long stretch of us all the Cinnabon, and you getting frustrated and sad about Cinnabon.
Sure.
And then Leonard talking about Cinnabon, about how Cinnabon's now following them on Twitter, and it was fantastic.
I did not see that one. The one that I would learn to you of is he made a supercut of Every Time You Sing.
Yes.
Yes.
All the supercuts are on one page.
Oh, okay.
So if you scroll down, there are more of them. The first one's a really long one, the singing one. But there was one that's just the Cinnabon cut. Like, it's fantastic.
Oh, I'll have to reinvestigate that.
It made me laugh. And then I took a picture of me at a Cinnabon at Universal Studios and tweeted that out. And then promptly Leonard and Todd jumped on board and retweeted it at Cinnabon. It made me laugh. So if you're on Reddit, get that link. Go check out the sound supercuts if you have any interest in listening to us rehash stuff that you've heard in the past. But some of it's pretty funny, I must say. It's like Wheel of Fortune with Pat Sajak, I must say.
I am not joining in this.
I if that was a reference to anything other than Ed Grimley, I didn't get it.
No, it's Ed Grimley.
Okay, good. Also, speaking of our listeners, our ever-growing list of Supercut listeners, also known as our patrons, is growing.
Yeah. Ray. Tell us more, Ray.
Yeah, absolutely. We just got another Patreon this week, and that Patreon is Anime Rat. We're going to try and schedule Anime Rat to come on the show here sometime soon. Not next week, obviously. However, sometime soon.
So is that like Pikachu?
No.
Pikachu's an Anime Rat.
Not necessarily. No. Wild Pokemon or not. I think Rattata's probably closer to a rat than Pikachu.
Pikachu's an electric rat.
Not true. Perhaps a mouse.
Okay.
So, in the way of thanks, I would like to mention Perendiac, AstroMonkey9, Heejin Gixon, Severed 81, I Am the Danger, Anhel, Alpha Team, FHQ 1977. These are all of our top patrons. And let's not forget our lower tier patrons of Cactus Jack, Jason Jones, Jeff Metzner, Jeff Polier, Yace the Ace, Screech, Lamami 27, Bry the Fry Guy, and Noble Browncoat. I mean, that is a huge list of people supporting this podcast.
Woohoo!
And I send a thanks out to every single one of you.
Man, just the fact that Screech can send us money from jail is amazing. I mean, you know, once you start stabbing people in bars, you know, things go downhill for you, but good for him.
I agree. So we should think of a more neutral term. There's something about lower tier that makes me feel like they're somehow, even though technically they are, that they're somehow
the back of the bus patrons.
Right. We'll work on that. We'll think of some more user friendly terms.
Well, they're shield level one. And not to be confused with the shield level 3 or shield level 5 patrons.
Right. there you go.
Anyway, Ray, what's in the mailbag?
So there were a lot of comments about last week's episode. I want to go through some of them really quick here.
And all of them said, why? Why was there no singing? Brian said he was going to sing. And then
that is didn't. True.
He failed miserably. Brian.
He sang not during the episode.
That doesn't help me. He said he was going to take up the slack and then failed. I was sad.
So over on the D3 forums, Wime Time? I don't know. He said, glad you got it up by Thursday. He was worried, but got it up before Friday. And he said that, Ian, you are now a podcast master. Dance with Weevil says that, thank you, Ian, for seeing the podcast through this week. It was a bit rough around the edges, which I liked. It makes me appreciate the editing that normally happens.
Me too.
He did appreciate that you made it possible for him to get his weekly fix.
Oh, good. Here to help.
Stink Bomb said that the lo-fi Crash of the Titans and featured character of the week sound effects were awesome. Baron DX said, woot, Ian pulled it off. The Loneliest Crunk said that
it's John,
Joe and Brian did a great job of subbing in. He found it particularly interesting that Leonard recalled his roster status from previous runs of Crash the Titans.
That's
and
because Leonard has a sickness when it comes to spreadsheets. And he records, I think he records every single match of Puzzle Quest he ever has played. Like, he's got a problem. And he's got all of this plethora of information, and it's insane.
This is true. Dave, FAHQ 1977, said that it was a nice to have a change of pace. He liked the lo-fi sound effects, but please keep editing the show. He said that, so I guess Brian, I think it was Brian that had a question about this. He said that he would highly recommend championing Punisher to the max. When boosted, he's deadly. Chalk is good, but only if you have a good 5-star roster. So in any case, that seems to be his answer. He does say that Cho pairs well with Black Bolt, but I mean, who wouldn't pair well with Black Bolt?
Yeah, Yelena Belova pairs well with Black Bolt. Good job. on a genuine good job, I'm totally stealing Chalk.
Chalk?
Chalk, yeah. I'm on board for Chalk.
No, I'm all right with that.
Okay, good.
Cactus Jack 87 said, great job on the show, gentlemen. I was halfway expecting it to be an intervention episode where Joe and Brian have a sit-down with Ian to talk to him about opening his standard tokens and his remaining 3 stars, thinking that it would end with Kelly Clarkson Stronger being played as everyone holds hands and Ian opens his 1,109 tokens. and not getting a single 4-star, thus proving Craig wrong. apparently, there was a question about who the 3-star Strange gives you as you champion him.
Yes.
Apparently, that answer is Nova.
Okay.
So that's interesting. Not really sure what I expected, but it wasn't Nova. Jenna McGlynn mentioned that listening to the part where Ian says he got like 125 points in a PvP event, Brian immediately did a visceral scoff. I don't know if you noticed that, Ian.
It's possibly that I didn't. I mean, Brian mocks me a lot, so I'm used to it. And, you know, when he mocked me early on in the show, I was clearly super nervous. I was like, just like reading the script, like it was glued to my face. And I was like, hello, this is Ian 3000. Welcome to the Puzzle Warriors 3 podcast. And loosened up a little bit after that, but if I missed it, it's only because the idea of Brian mocking me for my sketchy play is so second nature. I was like, yeah, it probably happened.
Nice. Did want to mention JoJada 654 had a comment about how to set your flare on Reddit. If you're a Reddit user, you just go above the helpful link section and there's a checkbox to enable your flare, and then you can edit whatever you want. And basically I just threw on my shield rank, but I think it allows you to do whatever.
What's the minimal amount of flare?
15 pieces.
15? You want me to get 15 pieces of flare?
Nope. I mean, that's what, if you just want to do a minimum, then I understand. But if you want to have a shield rank 66, then you're Ray.
66, he's way past 66.
Yeah, I know, but he hasn't updated. He's been on vacation. He hasn't had time to update his flare.
Should be at 68 now.
This is all true. Jordan from Jersey said that the PvE, his name is pronounced Caecilius, which I think we already went over. He says the mindless ones are solid. Their looks are fantastic. I agree with these statements completely. They're challenging without being unbearable.
Yeah.
He also said that, look, I recognize that OCD sucks, but the icons, when you get a token, they mean nothing. They had nothing to do with what you actually pulled to get over it.
But now they mean even less. It's a pointless screen.
Yeah.
Give me the reward.
Right. And again, here's what I'm thinking. I don't think that you could, you know, memorize the pattern and time it and choose what you got. But the idea that they were totally random is preposterous. I would say at least 8 or 9 times out of 10 tokens pulled, when the last thing that I saw flashed, that's what I got. That was always the case. It, you know, it wasn't always what I wanted, but it was the last thing I saw on the scrolling. If I saw Miss Marvel's symbol, I was getting a Miss Marvel token. You know, if I saw a Moonstone symbol, I was getting a Moonstone token. I didn't see a Moonstone token in the position, and then all of a sudden I got ISO. I mean, you know, I converted it into ISO, but, you know, I still got the cover. So, right. Yeah, I don't think that's a correct claim at all, at least not on the Steam version.
Well, the reward is random. The, you know, what you were going to get had nothing to do with the pattern. But, correct. Yes, whatever the last picture was, that is what you were getting.
Correct. But, correct. There was no pattern to memorize. Right. I can fully accept that.
But the icon
that it showed me was absolutely what I got. And what I explained on last week's show, the one thing that I really enjoyed about it is when I would see that icon and I knew it could mean multiple things. You know, I would see that icon, think I was getting a 2-star Thor, got a 4-star Thor, best part of my day.
Right.
But Brian and Joe claimed that the opposite happened. Like, they would see that they were getting, you know, this certain icon, and then it would be something completely different, and they'd be totally deflated. And I was like, I never had that experience.
I don't know. I just wanted to come back because this new flashing me the same thing over and over again is pointless.
Yeah, I don't need it to come back. I'm over it. I wanted to just get rid of that screen and just give me the reward immediately, yeah. Like opening any other token. Yeah.
I just click it 3 times and then again, so.
Look at all those extra clicks that your finger's wearing out.
Yeah, true.
Eventually, I'm going to go through the screen because I'm wearing it down where I click.
Yeah. Oh, I was more worried about arthritis.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to have this little nub of a finger, like the last joint in your finger is going to like fuse solid, and you won't be able to bend it anymore because it's just going to be a poking device. Like,
yeah. A gnarled nub.
That's going to be like a future problem for all the millennials, is that they're going to be doggers with all their finger joints fused together from nonstop poking at screens their entire lives.
Carpal finger syndrome?
Yeah. It's going to be like, you know, old texter syndrome. Yeah, all these 60-year-old women being like, I can't move my fingers anymore. My thumbs don't work.
I have to wear a special thumb brace.
And for some reason in my head, they all have Jersey accents.
That part's bizarre.
New commenter, at least I don't recognize the name, 0.7, said, and we've already talked about this, but the new commenter, I want to mention it. He said he got a yellow 5-star Doctor Strange. He is awesome, doing damage every time that enemy fires a power is incredible for taking out lower trash mobs and wave fights. I just wanted to bring it up because he's a new commenter. I hadn't seen his name before, so congratulations.
But the fact that you got that tells me that you suck, because...
Or that you got the reward to get. Yeah. Congratulations.
This is why we say that Craig is negative. And finally, Grinch McScrooge, who put together the compilation of musical and whatnot. He said that he was glad that Ian could pull this together. Thanks for posting it here, man known as Joe. He also said... that angry salad with another snort when Joe brings up people who, quote, knew the pattern for Vault Token. So it wasn't for you.
Yeah. Yeah, no. Every triad needs its, token negative jerk. He definitely filled in for Craig where he didn't fill in for singing. He made no effort to hide his true feelings. He'd be like, bah! Scoff, snort.
So to wrap it all up, I listened to the episode. I didn't get to listen to it until the way back on the plane, but I did listen to it, and I thought it was very enjoyable. I also want to take full responsibility for not having beginning or ending music, because I didn't make those files available to Ian before leaving. So that was not Ian's fault in any way. When he texted me and I realized that I had forgot that, I felt like crap for like a day and a half.
Oh, my goodness.
I just felt like that was one thing. I'm like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to have it all ready for you. And then I didn't. Totally.
You had like the best and most comprehensive instruction sheet possible. I just got to that one section and I was, had to like ask you because I was like, maybe I don't understand what File Explorer is because that looks on my computer and I don't have these files. And you're like, oh, but I'd hoped you'd had almost instantly recovered. It was not worth worrying about. People still didn't hate the show.
Yeah, it wasn't worrying about it. It was more just feeling like, I let everyone down. But, I got over it.
Yeah,
good. It felt better once the Diablo gods, redeemed everything and gave us back a necromancer.
That is true. I'm very happy about the necromancer in Diablo.
Yeah. All done? Moving on?
That was the last comment.
All right. What time is it now, Ian?
It's time for the featured character. The week.
This week brought to you by Tom Kane Oysters. Nobody shucks them like Tom Kane. Suck them down.
I was going to say, I can't argue with that. They make good oysters. I stopped at a Tom Kane's down in Assateague when I was down there in Chincoteague. I got a big steam pot. They were delicious. I don't do raw shellfish. That kind of sketches me out.
You know, they feed the oysters to the horses down there. It's really crazy.
Oh, I get to the wild horses?
Yeah.
That seems logical.
Yeah?
Yeah, they were harder to spot than I anticipated, but we did see a couple there as well. I guess in Chincoteague is where the Tom Kane's is. Assateague is where the wild horses are.
There you go.
So anyway, this week, brought to you by none other than Peggy Carter. So Peggy Carter is a red, yellow, and blue character. Her red power, Ultimate Soldier. It's cost 9 red AP. Peggy lands a well-placed punch, ignoring any protect tiles and dealing 806 damage. More damage, all the way up to 6,751 damage. Her yellow ability, Legendary Presence. This is passive, so... a low cost of 0 yellow AP. While Peggy's health is greater than 50%, all enemy powers cost 2 AP more. As it increases by level, Enemy power cost is 2, and it drops to 40%. Enemy power cost is 3 more, and it stays at 40%. Enemy cost is 3 more, and it drops to 30%. Enemy cost is 4 more AP, as long as the health is above 30% at her final, when she's in her final form. And do as Peggy says. This is her blue ability. It costs 11 blue AP and stuns all enemies but the target for 3 turns and places 1 3-turn blue countdown tile that deals 102 damage for each active ally. Let's see. As she increases in level, that countdown tile deals more damage. And eventually it will deal... Sorry, I'm... moving very slowly here, 5,292 damage. That's a lot of damage at max level. Okay, so, boy, I don't even know where to begin. Each one of these powers is fantastic. Peggy Carter seems like one of the best 4 stars out there. Top 3, easy in my mind. His blue power looks great. I would use that.
I don't know about top 3, but what I can tell you is, when I see her in PvP now, she's the one I skip.
Wow.
I hate that yellow.
Yeah, that yellow at level 5 looks brutal. 4 extra AP. I wouldn't even begin to know how to structure her appropriately or effectively.
I don't know. Danger's listening. Danger, what's your favorite build? He's got a Peggy championed when we had him on, and he's saying that his Peggy's doing like 14,000 damage with her red.
Wow.
And the blue countdown tiles are doing 11,000 each.
Wow.
Let me see what I'm assuming he must be playing her at 5-3-5, but
maybe.
I only have her at 4-0-2. I have no presence.
Right.
Presence. So I'm just waiting for more.
Yeah, she seems epic.
I took her up to 152 in order to do her Crash of the Titans, and that takes her red up to 5,200 points of damage, which I thought was good. 14,000 is, wow, that's incredible.
Yeah, he is saying he runs her at 5-3-5.
Okay.
That sounds like a good thing.
Yeah.
Because that blue, man, when you can stun 2 people.
Yeah.
And then punch the other one in the face for 14,000.
I thought it was all of them.
Well, the blue stuns 2 of them, but then
you hit the stunned people as well. Oh, no, you hit the, when the countdown tile expires?
No, I'm just saying if you can stun 2 of them and then use the red to punch the one that's still standing in the face.
Sure, I thought you meant, you were saying you're doing stun and you're doing damage.
Mm.
For each ally that you have, so, you know, that's double whatever it is I read. I already closed that page. The page has too many ads and it runs too slowly on my computer, so
yeah.
I had to, and I didn't make myself a hard copy. So I'm just going to have to assume that 5-3-5 is a popular build, as I trust Danger in this category.
Yeah, I mean, I wish I had more Peggy, because
she's
going to be a beast.
Yeah, absolutely. And my claim...
What's your Peggy at?
He's at 5-0-0, I think.
No, I had her at 5-0-1.
Okay.
And with the Strange event and trying to cash in as much as I could to get Doctor Strange, I managed to get 2 yellows. So I have her at 5-2-1 now.
Oh, wow.
She's becoming very presentable. It's possible I could use her in a defensive team in PvP.
Right.
But...
okay, apparently I misunderstood. He's saying that the red's 11,000 normally. When she's boosted, it's 14,000.
Okay, that makes sense.
But, man, that's a lot of damage for a
It really, really is.
Especially since it goes through shields.
Yep, absolutely. Straight through projectiles.
Oh, man. Craziness. So, yeah, Peggy Carter.
Absolutely. Brought to you by Tom Kane's Oysters?
Yes.
Yeah. Sorry, I didn't have the script up, and I was trying to think back to that delicious meal I had on one of those old school tables where they just wheel out some brown paper.
Yeah, the bunch of paper on the picnic table, yeah.
Yep, that's good eating.
That is. They hand you a crayon for no reason.
Well, you got to draw on the paper.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good. I think I don't think I like, I mean, as far as oysters go, Tom Kane oysters are some of the finest, but I don't think I like them as much as I like mussels.
Alive-o?
What?
Mussels. Are they alive, alive, oh? Alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh, singing cockles and mussels. Alive, alive, oh. No, you don't know the song of Sweet Molly Malone?
I don't. I don't. I feel like you just made that up.
No, it's a song about Molly Malone. Never mind. It's a sing-along song that you sing in bars and things. And
I believe
it was,
you. And
it was featured in one episode of MASH.
I don't watch that show. That show is the least funny show I've ever seen.
You are a horrible person.
That's not true.
MASH was a fantastic
show. I'm a perfectly average person as far as quality and morality goes. As far as a show that is supposed to be a comedy, that is one of the unfunniest shows I've ever seen.
It's a dramedy.
No, it's a turd.
It was a new genre-defining thing in its day.
I sat that through.
Fucking just said that he knows the Molly Malone song. It is a real thing.
Yeah.
No, I believe you. And again, and I have gone out of my way to expose myself to as much, you know, Irish folk music, drinking, sing-along type things back in my, drinking days. But that was not one of them that ever came up.
Man, fine. Okay. Moving on.
Whoa.
Footloose and Fancy Free.
That was extra gassy and gross.
Where are we at? Dying of the Vine.
Yeah.
What you got?
All clear.
Oh.
My Vine is all clear. The only Vine moves that I had was on my other account, and that was super bizarre, but it's just not interesting, so I don't want to get into it. I apologize for bringing it up.
Okay. I now have a ton dying on the Vine, so I'm going to try and go through it quick. There are several that are 2 stars, so I'm going to skip all those because they're just in the process of either being championed or not quite championed, you know, just that whole cycle. I did, however, get a 6th green of 4-star Venom that's just going to be sold because I have him at like 5-1-4. I don't see any hope of that happening. I have a Red Century that I haven't been able to get him championed yet. I have a whole ton of 2-star Steve Rogers because I need yellow.
Yeah, it's an epic around here.
The evil of the corks, I'm telling you.
Yeah. I have a 6th green X-23, and I have her at like 5-2-1, so I'm really not hopeful about that. While cashing in a lot of my latest Legends tokens, I was able to get my first Black Bolt cover. I do not have hero points, as I already described. I spent all my hero points. So I have now just under 14 days to get hero points so that I can roster that Black Bolt. And finally, I have the 6th red Deadpool. That one I'm a little more hopeful about. Deadpool, I'm getting kind of close. So I've got a couple of tokens left. Maybe I can get a Deadpool out of that if I don't manage to get a another Doctor Strange. So
cool.
There you have it.
Right now, I've got a 4-star Thor, a Cyclops, an Ant-Man, and a Carnage, none of which I can do anything with. They're all powers that I have at 5. Obviously, none of them are championed, and I'm probably going to lose them all. I got 4 days left on this Thor, and I'm not feeling good about it.
That's a sad story. How were you? Anywhere near?
Let me find her. I have her at 155.
Ooh.
So I would need to get 2 red in the next 4 days.
Right.
That's kind of sad.
Yeah, it's unlikely, but I'll be optimistic.
It turns out that I have an awful lot of 11 cover 4-stars. So in almost all of these occasions of the ones I just read, I would need 2 things, you know, and plus a gajillion ISO to save these covers. So that's where I'm at on the Vine line.
Mm. So I will tell you my story because it's quick, and it was advice from one of our longtime listeners got me an unexpected number of slots. So here was the situation. I have had 5 3-star Miss Marvel covers, so I needed a slot for her. I had 3 3-star Strange covers and 1 5-star Strange cover, but I didn't have enough hero points for even 1 new slot. And I thought, whatever will I do? I don't know that I want to necessarily delete 3 people to make room for all these 3 things. And then I looked, and I had took some advice that Stink Palm had danced around earlier, and I noticed that if I sold the everyone's new least favorite character, the Devil Dinosaur, I would not only gain the freedom of the slot that the Devil Dinosaur used to occupy, I would gain 1,500 hero points to add to my existing 300 hero points and open up 2 more slots. Mm. So I got a 3-for-1 deal on that, and I couldn't pass it up. So Devil Dinosaur went the way of the dinosaur, and Doctor Strange all over my roster now.
Did you open the door, get on the floor?
I did.
Okay.
Was not was.
So is there any way to tell which characters are at an advantage to sell?
It's whenever they change one.
Yeah.
Every time they change one, you get like a month or something to get rid of it if you so desire.
And by change, you mean its powers or like because they gave Devil Dino a new Steam cover? No.
It wasn't a Steam cover. It's because they changed his powers.
Right, right.
So every time they do a character rebalance.
Right. You can sell it for a boost.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, and normally, again, I only went that option because it was my supplementary account and I absolutely love Doctor Strange. I still have my primary Steam account where I subscribe much more to the gotta catch 'em all philosophy.
Yeah.
Well, no, I can definitely, I mean, the logic, it makes sense. It's well worth it, but I'm debating it myself. I don't think that's going to happen, though.
Right.
We got a message here from Hackstaw Jeff Dugan.
Yes.
His Vine is currently a purple Star-Lord and a green X-23 he has dying. And coming up for rewards, he got all of the rewards.
Yeah.
He sent us an entire page worth of rewards he got in the past week. It's insane.
That's awesome.
Here's the highlights real fast. So he got 2 Hulkbusters, X-23, Black Fantastic, Quake, Ant-Man, Elektra, Ghost Rider, Deadpool, Thor, Miles, Peggy Carter, Captain Falcon, Venom, Star-Lord, Winter Soldier, Wasp, and Kate Bishop. He then also got 2 5-star Stranges, a purple 5-star Widow, 3 Kate Bishops, 2 Peggy Carters, a Venom, and a Teen Jean, Invisible Woman, Gwenpool, Wasp, Elektra, Star-Lord, and X-Force from all of the latest Legends that he opened.
Wow.
That's a lot of rewards.
Yeah, that is dizzying. I got nothing quite so glorious. I got, from my Sanctum Sanctorum token, I got a Spider-Woman. From a Strange Times token, I got a Wasp. And then I cragged it up. I got one more 4-star that has flittered away. Flittered away from my mind. It was too early in the week and I didn't write it down, so I'll never know what my 3rd 4-star character was, but I got it. That is all.
I got that couple Doctor Strange 3-star covers.
Right? Those are sweet.
That's,
good job.
That was the highlight of what I can remember.
I did, in addition to what I already talked about with Doctor Strange and Peggy, I did open up a whole bunch of the latest Legends that I was hoping to get, more Strange covers. And I got a Luke Cage, a Punisher, Kingpin, Mr. Fantastic, War Machine, Spider-Gwen, Moon Knight, Spider-Woman, Deadpool, 2 Novas, 2 Invisible Woman, a Nick Fury, and a Thor. The Invisible Woman, Nick Fury, and Thor are now all champed, so that's no problem. What was the other one? Oh, and my Kingpin. I got him up to a 5-5-3, so he is ready. Oh. He is preparing to be champion.
That giant finger will be poking people in the eye.
I did manage to get 2 5-stars, the before-mentioned Black Bolt, and a 2nd cover for my Black Widow. She's now 002.
And we just got a quick message in from Danger. He got 3 5-star Stranges.
Cool.
And his 3-star Strange is now at a 2-5-3.
Ooh.
With 2 more of the purple ones dying on the vine.
Right.
So I was like, holy smokes. And Hacksaw Jeff Dugan's name reminded me of something, that our new president is a WWF Hall of Famer.
Absolutely.
Go figure.
Our president-elect is...
Who knew this was going to happen?
Has shown up at more WrestleManias than probably any other president to date.
I would have to assume that is true. And did he get a stunner from Stone Cold Steve Austin?
I was going
to
say, if you ask Jimmy Carter how many Stone Cold stunners he's received in his day, it would probably be at least one less.
Good time.
Way to bring up something positive about that, Ian. Good job.
I remember that WrestleMania. That was something. Anyway, all right. Let's open up some tokens.
Okay. I think Ian should go last because he's underprepared.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So here's the question. I'm gonna try to limit my enthusiasm because I've got 16 Latest Legends tokens that are burning a hole in my pocket now that Strange is in there. I think I'm gonna limit myself to 5, and then I'll do 5 more next week, and then to try and spread it out a little bit. But once Strange is gonna eventually leave, then I get to burn them all. But that's gonna be weeks. So.
Sure, but the next one to leave is Black Bolt.
Yeah, and I really want some Black Bolt.
Yeah, exactly.
So, So I'm going to open one here. So I'm going to click on me a Doctor Strange. I'm getting a 4-star. It is a hot dog doing the hot dog dance.
Yes!
The next one is a Star-Lord, yellow Star-Lord. Pull 3. I'm getting the universe is dooming me. It's another 4-star. It is Punisher to the max, black. Number 4 is the oh-so-useless Bubbles.
Bubbles.
And 0-for-5. The fifth one is a red Deadpool out of bullets. So no Doctor Strange this week.
All right. I have 2 latest Legend tokens left, so I'm going to hit them real quick. Number 1 is a 4-star. I'm not doing good on this Doctor Strange thing. It is a yellow Miles Morales. I believe that is useful. And, nope, another 4-star.
Ooh.
Another Nick Fury.
Hey, he's champion.
Yeah, that's definitely useful.
Right.
And, Miles Morales, that'll take me up to a 2-4-4.
Yeah, unfortunately for me, my Deadpool and Invisible Woman both go straight to the vine.
Oh, okay.
Cannot use them. Sad times.
That's 18 tokens I went through. 18, 0, Doctor Strange.
All right.
But you have a couple, so shut your face.
I have 4. I'm happy.
Yeah, I got zeros.
Could be happier.
Right. I, as always, am the Charlie Buckets of the group, so I will get to open 1 latest 2? Legend token.
I can't do just 2.
I could.
And you open 200. That's 150, half over again.
Based on that joke, I will, in fact, open 2. So, my first 4-star will be... Hey, it's a 4. Blue Power Surge. Let's see what my second one is. My second 4-star is... Hey, it's Moon Knight. Moon Silver Blades.
There you go.
Both That's very useful, covered. I'm sure. I am excited by the Moon Knight. Probably also by the 4. She's probably got some covers on her now that I can almost start using her. No, not really. She's a 2-2-4.
She's getting there.
Yeah, someday.
Almost there.
Stay on target.
Speaking of which, so our good friend Mike, you know, is a big nerd. At Disneyland, they have rebranded.
Oh, that guy. Yeah,
they've rebranded Space Mountain as Hyperspace Mountain. And now it's a Star Wars ride.
Sure.
And you have to fly around, and you know, supposedly the you know, as you're hurtling through the you know Space Mountain, you're supposed to be watching these TV screens to tell you that you're attacking this Star Destroyer. And so the whole time it was just Mike and I yelling back Star Wars quotes back and forth at each other as we were flying around in this roller coaster. Oh man, it was nerdy.
Sounds pretty lame, but in a very positive way.
But that was part of it. You know, it was like, stay on target. Red 5 standing by. Red 3 standing by. Gold leader standing by.
Yeah, definitely. It sounds like a lot of fun, but it definitely sounds like the two of you are going stag to prom.
And we had his son with him, who I think was very confused as to what we were doing. So. Because, man, did that kid grow up fast while I was not in California.
I can only imagine. It's been a bunch of years when you told me about his children. I'm like, in my mind, his daughter is 4 and his son hasn't been born yet. But I think they're both, like, you know, in their mid to late 30s.
It's not quite that bad. I think the son is now 8 or something like that. And I think the daughter is 12.
Gee, Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Because the last time I had visited them, the son had just been born.
Oh, wow. So,
and now he's a walking, talking piece of society. Anywho.
That's not the way I thought that sentence was going to end. But.
Anyway, that was Opening of Tokens, brought to you by this guy. Shout out to our sponsor, this guy. Ian.
Yeah?
Tell me about the podcast network.
Oh, my goodness. You can check out this and several other podcasts on our wonderful podcast network, the soon-to-be-named podcast network, available at soon-to-be-named-network.com. For a full list of programs and their content, you can find direct links on our homepage or at soon-to-be-named-network.com.
That's a short version.
Yeah. Yeah, I find out the shorter I keep it, the better.
Huh. All right, then. That's all we got for this week. As always, thank you for joining in. To the people participating live, thanks for showing up. Check us out, as always, PuzzleWarriors3.com. Get the show on whatever your favorite podcast medium may be. This week, we even have sound effects and music and stuff. Let's raid. Doesn't do anything tomorrow. I don't know, maybe. if you've got comments, suggestions, things you want to hear about, complain about, tell us we're a big bunch of dumb edit that. Things you want to hear on this show.
Cut that out of the live show.
Cut that out.
Oh, Dave.
In any case, visit our webpage, leave a comment, or on the subreddit for the Marvel Puzzle Quest on reddit.com. If you want to throw us a bone, you can click on the Amazon banner at the top of our webpage. You buy some stuff, we get some monies that pays for things, or you can become one of the awesome patrons, as was mentioned earlier in the show, and you too could be mentioned and or appear on the show and or have a whole segment running with whatever you want, like this guy or our fine sponsor over at Tom Kane Oysters.
Right.
So goodbye for now, and remember, kids, it's two parts vodka, one part triple sec, one part lime juice. See you next week.
Good luck getting that one.
Yeah. Welcome back to Craig Clues.
This was the good one compared to the other one.
We'll never figure out Craig's clues because they're not that smart. Bye, friends.
Mail time! Makes me want a whale. Mail!
He is my favorite ex-child child show host that did not die of heroin.
Yeah. It was good, and then he left, and it got real bad.
Oh, my gosh. His replacement cousin friend.
Shady cousin friend from Saskatchewan. That guy.
Yeah, I don't remember. I don't remember what that fatty's name was, but I hated him compared to Steve.
I agree. All right. I think that's all we got. Ray, kill the show.
I killed the show partway through that. I saw a break, and I hit it.